Praise God for his word and what an impact his word makes on us as well. Romans, the 10th chapter, we're going to read beginning with verse number 8. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 8. We're going to read down through verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. For they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I do believe that the Lord wants us to grow in our faith, to get stronger in our faith. The book of Romans really is kind of like the Christian constitution. In Romans, the Apostle Paul declares the wonderful provision that's ours in salvation for every man that will believe upon the Lord. So it's like a doctrinal statement on salvation, and no greater foundation than the book of Romans when it comes to the doctrine of salvation. And one of the most prominent words in the book of Romans is the word grace. What a wonderful word grace is. Amen. And of course, many definitions that you can find, but some have used the acronym God's riches at Christ's expense. And so that's at least a partial definition for the grace of God. God's riches at Christ's expense. We understand that we are rich in mercy. We are wealthy. We are rich because of the provision that God has given to us. But it takes faith to lay hold on all that. Amen. You're not going to receive any of the good blessings that God has given to you unless you develop faith in your life. We are saved by faith. Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. It requires that we have faith. So grace is the gift of God that's coming down to us, but we have to, by faith, lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. And that's how a person comes to know the Lord. By grace you're saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So there is a work of faith. There's also an acronym that people have used for the word faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. And it's faith that causes us to be able to partake of all the blessings of the Lord. It's all by faith. It's not by anything that we could do. It's only by faith. It's faith that causes us to be able to receive all the blessing, all the good, all the grace of God is provided. The grace of God is just God's power, God's ability that's been made available to us, but we're not going to be able to receive it except by faith. That's how important it is that we develop our faith. that we be a people of faith. You may be saying, well, I just don't have much faith. Well, the Bible says that God has given to every man a measure of faith. Every one of us here tonight, we have enough faith to reach out and receive the gift of salvation. Every one of us, we've got enough faith to get saved. He's dealt to every man the measure of faith. Enough faith to be saved. No one has an excuse because he has given to everyone enough faith. If they will just put their trust in the Lord, they can partake of the blessing of salvation. Praise God for that. John chapter 3, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Everyone is condemned if they do not put their faith in Jesus. Amen. And that's just the beginning of what God wants to develop in our life, in our walk of faith. Amen. So we're not limited at all. God wants to grow it, develop it in our lives. We have a measure of faith, enough to come to the Lord, but from that day forward, we are to grow in faith. Amen. Believing God. And I believe that God wants to develop in all of us an attitude that I want to grow my faith. I want to get stronger in my confidence in God and in His Word. And if you have a heart to pursue that, let me tell you, you can get stronger in your faith. And we can create, even right here in our church, an atmosphere of faith where you come in with an expectancy. You're believing that God is going to do some wonderful, mighty things, supernatural things. God works in an atmosphere of faith where His people have put their trust in Him. Amen. Now, God has actually limited Himself to only work in an atmosphere of faith. That's the kind of atmosphere whereby God will work supernaturally in our lives. And so God can help us to grow our faith, to get stronger in our faith. And that should be of great concern in every one of us. Lord, help me to increase my faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And so faith is active. It is moving. It is growing. It's progressing. It can develop in our life as we move forward in our understanding of how God wants to work in our life. I've heard people say before, if I could just believe. No, that's not the answer. It's not how positive you are. It's not how much hope that you have. That's not the answer. The answer is God, who is the object of our faith. It's not how much faith you have. It's your confidence in a great big God. Your faith may even be small, but God can work. Weak faith in a great God is better than strong faith in anything else. Even if it's weak faith, it's better than having faith in anything else. Put your confidence in the Lord, and He is the object of our faith. That's the important thing, that you have put your confidence in God and in the Word of the Lord. Amen. There's an example of a man that had just a little bit of faith. He came to Jesus. Mark chapter 9, the Bible says that his son was being tormented by devils and demons. His father came to Jesus and said, he's being thrown into the fire. He's being thrown into the water. Demon forces are trying to destroy him. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And this desperate man says, this desperate father cried out and said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Have you ever been in that place before? You wanted to believe, you did believe, but you were weak in your faith. This man admitted his weakness, his small faith. But even with his small faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he got help for his tormented son. Amen. So if your faith is small, if it's in a great and a mighty God, if it's in the power of his word, then even if your faith is small, it can accomplish some great and mighty things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to look to the Lord, looking to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to him. Our focus is on him. We don't get distracted by anything else around us or look to anything else or anyone else. If your faith is in some person, you're going to fall short. If your faith is in some preacher, you're going to fall short. You're going to have to look to him. Looking to Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So the more you know him, the stronger your faith gets. If you're saying, Lord, I want my faith to get stronger. Well, get closer to the Lord. Draw nearer to the Lord. Get into a closer fellowship with the Lord. Psalm 9 and 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The more you know him, the more you know the power of God at work in your life. Daniel 11 and 32, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise God. The key is, do you know him? Do you know him? Are you drawing nearer to the Lord? Are you getting closer to the Lord? That's how your faith is going to get stronger, as you get closer to the Lord. The tendency we have is we have problems, we have needs, and we allow those things to become the focus of our attention. We're focused on our trouble, focused on our sickness, focused on our needs, our problems. That becomes our focus. We need to set our eyes upon the Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Get closer to the Lord. And Daniel said, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The word exploits, it just means mighty acts. It means achieve extraordinary things for the glory of God. Amen. You get closer to the Lord, you draw nearer to the Lord, and you can see some greater things accomplished. Amen. So to know the Lord, get closer to the Lord. And then, if you want to grow your faith, learn to listen for the voice of the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Now that you can read your Bible and read it until you're blue in the face, but if you're not listening for the voice of the Lord, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to accomplish that much. But if you'll listen to the voice of the Lord, and I think it's a worthwhile thing whenever you read a passage of Scripture, is just ask the Lord, Lord, what are you saying to me in this passage? What is the message to me from this word of the Lord? And learn how to listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And trust the Lord. You don't get greater faith by just determining, Lord, I want more faith, gritting your teeth and saying, Lord, I want you to give me more faith. That's not going to accomplish much at all. Biblical faith comes from outside of you. It's not something you conjure up in your own spirit or your own heart. It comes to you from the Lord. That's the gift of God. The verse that we read there in the text, Romans 10 and 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Now, many places in the Scripture where it describes the importance of the word of the Lord, it's the Greek word logos. It just means the written word, the logos. But in this passage, it's a different word. It's a different Greek word. It's the word rhema. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, or the rhema word from God. What is the rhema word from the Lord? It is God speaking to you personally through that passage of Scripture. Him speaking to you about your personal situation, your personal need. And I would say that most everyone that's read the Word of God, you've had experiences where you've read it and God just enlightened it. He just brought it to light. It became real to you, and it was real to your present situation. Well, that was a rhema word. That was a rhema word from the Lord. The word rhema, it just means quickened. It just means a personal message that comes to you from the Word of God, something that's quickened to you by the Word of the Lord. It's the Spirit of God illuminating a specific scripture and making it personal to you and relevant to your present situation that you're in. Praise God. God can speak to us personally, a right now word for you from the Word of the Lord. So you don't read the Bible just like you're reading any other book. Read the Word of the Lord believing that God can speak to you, and He can speak to you about your present situation that you are in. Amen. And when that happens, your faith is going to grow. Amen. Your faith is going to get stronger because God is talking to you personally through the Word of the Lord. I believe that God wants to speak to us as a people, as a church, to help us to see that this place needs to be an atmosphere. When we come into this building, it needs to be an atmosphere of expectation, of faith, that we believe that God is going to do some mighty things greater than we could ever imagine. That's the kind of spirit we have to have. Every one of us come in with an attitude of faith and confidence in the Lord. How does that happen? Well, we look to Jesus. We look to Him. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. The more you get close to the Lord, the stronger your faith is going to grow. You may feel like my faith is weak right now, but you can develop it. It can get stronger. The righteous comes from grows from faith to faith. We get stronger. It's progressive. It keeps moving and dealing and growing in our life and our experience with the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord, when God speaks to you through His Word. Praise God. And He can do that. He can even do that on a Wednesday night. He can talk to you through His Word and speak to your heart about your present need, your present situation. He can speak to you through His Word and cause faith to rise up in your heart, to have a renewed confidence that God is at work in your needs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together, everybody, all over this building tonight. Is your heart's desire, Lord, I need more faith. I need my faith to grow. I need to develop my faith. Well, you have enough faith to get saved, and then from that moment further, that faith can be like a seed that's being nurtured and growing every day of your life. You can get closer to the Lord and hear from the Lord. God can speak to you if you'll listen and wait before the Lord. He can speak to you personally about your needs, your specific situations that you're in. God cares enough about you to make this book is a lively book. It is a living book that can speak to us about our present needs. Amen. And let's trust the Lord to do that. Is that your desire? Do you desire that your faith would get stronger and that we could all as a people grow in our faith? Let's call on the Lord here tonight, asking the Lord to give us a greater faith, that this would be a place where God can move supernaturally in our hearts through his word. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord, for everybody that's in this sanctuary tonight. Lord, many times we admit, Lord, that we are weak in our faith. We're struggling in our faith. But Lord, our weak faith, even though it may be small, Lord, it's not the size of our faith. It is the object of our faith. And we know that's you, Lord. That's you, and that's your word. You are the object of our faith. That's the great confidence that we have. So, Lord, even though sometimes our faith seems really weak and we are struggling, Lord, I just pray that our attention would be upon a great and a mighty God that can work in any situation and can change impossible circumstances. Lord, and our confidence is in you. It's not in ourself. It's in you and our understanding and that relationship that we have with you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to your people and strengthen us in faith, that we would come with expectancy every time we walk into this place, believing that you are going to work and that you are going to answer prayer. And we thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.